Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chip Bell is here. I'm glad he's here, too. Chip is the founder of the Chip Bell Group. He's the author of many books and co-author of many more, including Knock Your Socks Off Service, including Managers as Mentors, including one of my favorites, Wired and Dangerous, How Your Customers Have Changed and What to Do About It. He's our good friend Chip Bell. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's always a wonderful delight to be with you, sir.
Good to have you back. And I should mention that Chip's outstanding co-author in many of these books is another member of our Brain Trust, John R. Patterson. Hey, Chip, I was telling the audience before you got here something that I have been saying for a long time and that I tell everybody who will listen, and that is whatever you're going to be doing tomorrow, a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, today, these days, whatever you're going to be doing in any of those intervals is going to be almost 100% driven by your customers' expectations. And that means there's going to be a lot of change, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The economy today is not driven by what people buy, but what people are going to be buying in the future and what they're going to be responding to. And so we all know that expectations are climbing, that, as you talked about, that new expectation power, I think, is what's fueling a lot of businesses, and the smart ones are figuring out ways to keep up with it.
One of the ones who, and you know what, you can almost, if you just walked up and down Main Street, Chip, I've never seen a time when the ability to see who gets it and who doesn't get it is as stark as right now. Because if you walk in one business, you'll see a business owner whose sweat's popping out on his forehead, he's frustrated, you know, creating a casualty list among his employees. We got to work harder, we're not doing it the right way, blah, blah, blah. And then that person doesn't get it. Then you walk into another business, and they're using new technology. They're asking customers what they want. They're asking customers if they can connect with them in different ways. Those people get it, don't they?
They absolutely do. And it's amazing, you know, if your business, if you had a regular brick-and-mortar business, if you aren't matching the kind of experiences the customer can get online, you're going to be way behind the times. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm always amazed when I go to a retail store and they got a sign up there telling me they're going to close. And I'm thinking, why would you ever close? Why would you not figure out a way that customer can access you 24?
Right.
You know, Amazon never closes. I have
right.
never found the business hours for Amazon. And so, and the parking is really good at Amazon. I don't ever have to worry about finding a parking place, and there's always there somebody's going to wait on me. And so the kind of features that
they can't deliver the humanity that a Main Street small business can. And the thing about a small business on Main Street is what they've got to understand is it's not either Amazon or them. They can be either or. The sign shouldn't say we're closed. The sign should say this door is locked for a little while, but go to our online store or something like that, right?
Exactly, exactly. And the other side is you just mentioned the humanity. You know, it's amazing. The one thing Amazon can't offer me, or Zappos or the great online, is they can't offer me that kind of connection, that emotional
mm-hmm.
connection. That's the feature that they've got that makes them different. And then I walk into a lot of Main Street brick-and-mortar stores, and I get a clerk that's indifferent. And I go, this
right.
is your sweet spot.
Why would you
blow your sweet spot?
That's exactly. How long has it been since you walked into a place of business, a small business? And they ask you, Chip, for your contact information. They ask you, would you mind if we send you some information? How long has the business that happened?
It's been a while, and as you say, it is the good ones that figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
And they start by offering me something. You know, we want to put you on our mailing list because here's what we're getting ready to send you. And it makes me want to put my name on that mailing
mm-hmm.
list. You know,
mm-hmm.
they give me an incentive for that. They give me something that's going to say, oh, yeah, you can have my email address so you can I can be accessed to you all the time.
Well, and the thing is that's how they defend themselves against Amazon. Because they can't presume that you're not going to be – they have to presume that you're going to be on Amazon looking for some product. So if they send you something once a week, that puts you in front of them when at least part of the time.
Exactly. And you're right. It's the smart organizations that figure out we've got to change what we do and look at our different approaches or we won't make it. You know, it's we can't stay where we always have been. I love that great quote that says you don't drown by falling in the water. You drown by staying there.
That's right.
By staying there. And too many organizations go, oh my God, you know, I'm gonna, you know, I can't, you can't stay where you are. You've got to continually alter what you do. You can't rest on your laurels. And as we know, the old adage, if you always do what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always gotten. The customers want more with that new expectation power.
Well, here's another thing I think is going on right now. This is why the change right now that we're experiencing is different from what we've seen in the past. Customers want more, but they don't really realize that they want more. It's their ability to have more power. Their ability to do things today is so becoming so part of their lives. It's almost subliminal. So they're not actually saying I want this. They're just saying, oh, I can do this. I like this. And so my point is, they're not coming to our stores and banging on our doors and saying, hey, I want this new thing. They're just finding it wherever they find it. And if it's not us, we're out of the loop. We're irrelevant.
Exactly. Because they're getting those kind of experiences
That's right.
in little pockets of their life.
That's right.
And that elevates their expectations.
So what do we learn from that? How do we fix this?
Well, I think it tells me that we've got to be more innovative in what we do, and that requires creating a different kind of organization that says we're all about change. We can't stay stuck in incrementalism where we make a little 10% change every year because the customer's changing too fast. And I always love that great example of a CEO who got all of her top people together and said, if I told you we had to increase our productivity and efficiency by 10%, what would you do? And they all came up with these cool ideas. And then she said, well, let me tell you this. What we do if we had to change it 100%? And the folks in her leaders said, we can't get there from here. We got to change totally how we go about doing this.
Yep. Folks, we're going to come right back and talk a little bit more about this with our good friend Chip Bell. He and John Patterson are the authors of Take Their Breath Away, as well as Wired and Dangerous. It's all about the customer, folks, all their work.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.